Welcome to EAA Radio. I am Wireless Mike.
And I'm Matthew. And for this segment, we are joined by Lila Stein. Lila is the vice chair of the Pilot Mental Health Campaign. She is also a commercial pilot, CFI, aviation researcher, and flight operations specialist with NBAA. Welcome, Lila. Thank you.
Thank you so much for having me.
So you guys have been doing some really, really great work in the with the Pilot Mental Health Campaign and helping pilots who used to be, if you mentioned that you even talked to somebody about an issue, you'd be immediately grounded. And you guys are working to change all of that. How did this all start, and what are you currently working on with that?
Absolutely. So the Pilot Mental Health Campaign was founded in 2023, I believe, after a series of accidents and incidents happened that really opened the aviation world's eyes to the stigma and the crisis that we're having with in regards to mental health. I was graduating out of college at the time. We had just recently lost University of North Dakota student John Hauser, and I really felt this impacted my generation of pilots, and I didn't believe that it had to stay that way. So I found about the Pilot Mental Health Campaign from our founder, Brian Baumhoff, was brought onto the board of directors, and it's really been a rocket ship that took off from there. Within the first 6 months of our founding, we were testifying before the National Transportation Safety Board and had already had a first draft of what was now the Mental Health and Aviation Act, which was introduced into Congress then and is passed out of the House of Representatives today, and just recently came out of the Senate Commerce Committee and is poised for a Senate floor vote here soon.
So what is in that bill and how will that affect pilots?
That's a really great question. So the Mental Health and Aviation Act codifies the 24 recommendations that came out of the 2024 Mental Health and Aviation Rulemaking Committee. So that committee was stood up in December of 2023 and challenged the aviation industry to think about how we want to talk about, see, treat mental health within our own community. And so we came out with 24 recommendations that were comprehensive. Everything from we believe that talk therapy should not have to be reported to let's talk about how we treat ADHD. We have a lot of young aviators coming up who are going to have this kind of treatment and diagnosis. So let's think about how we address it now so that we're prepared for those folks coming in later. So there's 24 recommendations that cover everything from what the FAA should do to what we as industry can do better, but they're just that, they're recommendations. So the Mental Health and Aviation Act provides support, funding, and guidance for the FAA to turn those 24 recommendations into how they treat mental health today.
So prior to all of this, why was this a risk to pilots and to the community for not addressing these issues?
Absolutely. I think back to some of my first days as a private pilot, and we run through the I'm Safe checklist, right? One of the most important parts of being a pilot is ensuring that you are prepared to fly the aircraft. And part of that I'm Safe checklist is making sure that, you know, you've not taken any medications that'll affect you, you've gotten enough sleep, right? But you also want to be in the right headspace. You want to be able to handle any situation that comes at you. We just heard about an emergency landing, right? We want to be able to take that information in and handle it correctly. And so when we don't take care of ourselves, especially what's in between your 2 years, right? That's the central system that our bodies are working off of. If we're not treating it right, how are we to expect anything else to function? So ensuring that you're receiving the healthcare that you need to be your best person, whether that's just, you know, I've had something crazy happen in my life and I need to talk it out with someone, right? I just need to seek some guidance and some advice to some very common conditions that we know that a large portion of our general population are affected by. We as pilots are also affected by. So why are we treating it as something we don't want to talk about when we know that it's affecting us and our ability to handle aircraft as well?
So both of you are professional pilots or have your career there. For someone that isn't a professional pilot, how does the Pilot Mental Health Campaign help us as pilots?
Absolutely. That's a really great question. So when we look at when we go on a vacation, right, we trust that those two or, you know, four people up at the front of the airplane know what they're doing or in their best space to handle everyone else. I would much rather have a pilot who has had maybe a mental health struggle, received treatment for it, and is better off now, is safer up there at the front of the cockpit than someone who's trying to hide their struggles, right? That's a battle. It's a challenge to try and hide something, right, happening in your personal life, to not receive help, maybe be functioning at a less than optimal level because they don't believe that they can seek that help. I want someone who's gotten help, right, is better at the back end, and that's what I want myself, and that's what I want my family flying on an aircraft.
And do you reach out to VFR or not professional pilots to help them understand how they can improve their mental health?
Absolutely. That's a core part of our community. Mm-hmm. We all start our careers in general aviation. And I work with the National Business Aviation Association now, and it's more important that every level of pilot understands that their mental health is a crucial part of staying safe and being a healthy, functioning pilot.
So where is the bill right now in its progress, and what are you working on to try to get it through the finish line?
Absolutely. So I'm not a government affairs expert, but what I hear is we've passed out a Senate committee, so our next stop is a Senate floor vote. Once the Mental Health and Aviation Act gets through that Senate floor vote, which we're very excited about is going to happen this Congress, it'll go to the president's desk to be signed, and we're very hopeful that by the end of this year, we'll be able to see the Mental Health and Aviation Act. We've also got a companion bill, the Aviation Medication Transparency Act. It's got a little bit of a longer road, but we're excited. It's been a bipartisan, unanimous issue, kind of a no-brainer when it comes to things that we can do to help our aviation population.
Now, is this running as kind of a standalone bill, or is it kind of buried in something and it has the possibility of being derailed because of something unrelated to this?
Yes, yeah, so it's a standalone bill as it sits today, but we're open to any and all packages that would get it to the finish line, right? This bill getting, you know, signed into law is the most important thing. It's a standalone bill right now, but if there's a vessel that allows it to go into law faster, I think we're absolutely okay with that.
I'd like to ask a quick clarifying question too, again, for someone that may not be, or again, we have a wide audience here. Tell us what talk therapy means. What does that mean?
Absolutely. So talk therapy is when you may ask. It could be called psychotherapy, therapist, counseling, anything like that, is when you go to someone who's received training on how to help you talk through an issue. I think about it as, you know, kind of going to someone who's outside your family or your immediate circle and asking for help or guidance. Like, I'm going through this rough transition in life. Can you talk to me about ways that may, you know, help me navigate this better? Or I'm going through a rough situation. I want a person to help me talk through it. It's kind of that buffer person that would allow you to be able to handle a situation maybe more objectively than what's outside your immediate circle.
So where do we go from here? How can we as a general public help, even if we're not pilots?
Yes, so the Mental Health and Aviation Act is going to require support from everyone. And one of the things that I like to say is that this bill is only one slice of the pie. It's only one part of the puzzle that we need to solve. We also need, as aviators, to be able to accept that this is truth and this is the path that we're going to go towards. I also think the general population is a key part of this too. When we talk about aviators flying with, you know, maybe mental health diagnoses or struggles in the past, I think we need to stop seeing that as like, oh my gosh, my pilot's crazy. You're not crazy, right? They are a better pilot now than when they came out before. So getting the message out that we're better pilots because we've received help than when we were before.
Reducing the stigma.
Absolutely, reducing the stigma.
Okay. So right now, the Pilot Mental Health Campaign is working on getting things passed, but you also have resources right now available for pilots who might be having some mental health problems. What resources and where can people go to find these resources?
Absolutely. So pmhc.org is your best spot to start. We have resources available that help you navigate if you're looking to maybe disclose a diagnosis and don't know what's available, or you're looking to seek that talk therapy for the first time and are looking for some guidance to give to the person that you're talking to of like, hi, I'm a pilot. This does mean some extra things. I'd still like to see you, but here's a paper that explains what it means to talk to me and what I might have to be responsible for. So we have some really great resources. We actually beat the FAA to the punch on getting those resources up. The FAA about 3 months ago did also produce that guidance, which is really great. We've talked to our medical director. He says that our guidance is a little bit better there. But it is available. PMHC.org is kind of your one-stop shop for that.
All right. And let's say somebody's had some mental health things and they might have fudged a few medicals and said, I'm fine. And now they're like, I need help. And how does somebody deal with the fact that they've had these problems and they might not have disclosed it in the past. How do they, is there a good way to deal with that?
That's a really great question, and that's a reality that we know exists. It's actually one of the ARC recommendations is we need to have a pathway that would allow for that clarity, to be able to report those things. Right now, your best bet is to go to your aviation medical examiner. They provide consultations before you even fill out MedExpress. Talk to your AME ahead of time. Say, hey, this is what I'm looking to disclose. This is what I'd like to work through. Are you going to be a partner with me on that? Are you going to be my advocate as we go through this process? There's AMEs who are really comfortable with mental health diagnosis. Their AMEs who not, I would encourage you to find someone who is, and they'll be able to walk you through the process of what that looks like, what the disclosure process looks like. They may come back with, we'd like some more information. Thank you so much for telling us. We'd like some more information. Could you, provide us this report or whatnot? But finding a good AME is going to be your best advocate there.
How do I know if I have a good AME, or how do I know if my AME is going to be like, nope, and cause you more problems?
That's a really great question. So most AMEs provide consultations ahead of time. If you send them a note, they've got, emails or phone numbers. Find a local AME you think might be a good one. Send them a note, call them, say, I'd like to talk, have a consultation. I'd like to talk to you ahead of time about some things I'm going to disclose. It may be a couple $100 up front, but that will be able to save you, like you said, from that possible nope on the back end. So,
do you have recommended AMEs on your website?
PMHC.org does have recommended AMEs on our website.
That is fantastic. Well, we thank you for all of your hard work. This is such an important topic, and you guys have been doing some incredible work. Again, we've been talking with Lila Stein from the Pilot Mental Health Campaign, and you're listening to EAA Radio.